Okay, we will now call the meeting back to order. We've closed public comment. We've brought it back to the council for discussion. We'll start on my right with Councilmember Janda.
Well, we were just handed, I don't know if you want staff to go over the slight changes between a 57 lot proposal and a 60 lot proposal, Mr. Mayor.
Well, do you feel a need for a review of the information?
I think it would benefit everyone in attendance if we highlighted those differences.
Okay.
I mean,
sure, that won't take very long. As I said, there aren't very many. So on the first page, it's really just a change from 60 to 57 lots. Then we go down, let me back up a little bit so it goes a little faster. Go down several pages, and there's no changes at all within the resolution for the map until we get to, still going, there's a small change here with regard to the 20-foot wide public utility easement located between 10 to 7. Yes.
Page 20.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's page 23 of the 29 of the resolution, but it's up on the screen as well. So the 20-foot wide public utility easement located between tentative subdivision map lot, it's now 57 instead of 60, so that changed. And then the most important change, as I stated, and that's up on the screen pretty large for you if you want to take a look on the next page, is condition 14, the exhibit modification, which states that prior to approval of improvement plans or recordation of the final map, the project shall be revised so that all drawings reflect the project layout shown on the map in order to incorporate those changes. Okay. That's really the only modification that's proposed to the resolution, yes. Then as far as the ordinance goes for the general development plan, there are more numerous changes. So if we go down to the development standards here on the, I guess this would be the third, or the Exhibit A, the first page of Exhibit A of the ordinance. The lots obviously change with regard to Area A and Area B. Area A, now in dark gray, is lots 26 through 47, and it's shown here. The number of stories has changed because the lot numbering has changed. So this is really no different from what the Planning Commission requested staff to modify it to, just different numbering. And then with regard to the development standards in Area B, those numbers change as well. Now they're now lots 1 through 25 and 48 through 57, and the minimum lot areas have actually gone up from the previous submittal. They were at 7,000 square feet for corner and 6,300 for interior on the original, so those have gone up a couple hundred square feet if I'm not mistaken. And then, of course, the map has changed. So now Area A, instead of only being the inverted L area, now includes these, let's see, 8, 9, 10, 11 lots, which are in this horseshoe area, to kind of split that down the middle. Those are the only changes to the resolution and the ordinance that are proposed.
All right, thank you. Council, any questions relative to the updated proposal? Scott?
Well, I still need some clarification on what we'd be voting on. I mean,
it would be for us to propose.
Based on whatever motion would be offered, you could vote on the 60 lot plan or the 57 lot plan.
Well, I am struggling a bit with the just a procedural thing. There's a lot kind of moving fast here, and I've heard from a lot of people that they haven't had an opportunity to look at it as well. And I appreciate very much that, you know, the many of these concessions, but there's a lot of information here, and I'd like to ask our attorney, is there anything substantive in here legally that such a change might make?
Well, from my perspective, after staff went through the ordinance, it's clear to me what the changes are in the ordinance tonight. And if the council wanted to move tonight, we would just have to be very clear whether or not we are moving the 60 lot version with that ordinance or the 57 lot map with the modified ordinance.
Okay, so Greg?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, I just also want to state for the record that I did meet with the applicant as well as the residents prior to tonight to discuss, you know, their issues and get their viewpoints. And I appreciate that the applicant did reach out to the homeowners and meet with them on previous meetings. And a lot of that, it's part of the process, not required, but I certainly encourage as a council member, the more everyone can get together and have a intelligent discussion, ultimately it ends up with a better project. It's clear that the property owner has made a number of concessions, including the new 57 lot proposal, which I would certainly prefer. My concern was in that inner lot area that the density, and especially with the increased lot coverage, it would crowd that area. Now the only lots around the perimeter that will be allowed a 40% coverage are all adjacent to undeveloped areas around them and behind them. So I think that's a positive change. Given this site, it's not an easy site to develop. I think we can all agree on that. And there's always a balance, some give and take. And I think the applicant has done a very good job to try to balance all of those factors, you know, resident concerns, staff concerns, environmental concerns, concerns with the Army Corps and whatnot. So I can support the 57 lot project if it's, you know, unless I hear otherwise from the council members, but as of right now, I can support that. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman Janda. Councilman, or Council Member Gallardo.
So obviously, I'm pleased that the plan has improved and the willingness for the applicant to work with the neighbors. I'm a pretty common sense kind of person. I'm not considering the 60 lot plan. Why would we? Why would we even, it's not, why is that even a conversation if you came prepared with a 57 lot plan? So I don't even know why that's a discussion. We had a delay last time to, and you have been very responsive to the neighbors, and especially the drainage was a big deal for me. But part of that delay was to give time to look to see if we could do anything to increase the lot sizes. And while I'm pleased that you did it, one of my pet peeves probably coming on council is the blue memo and the last minute information. This is a big deal for a last minute information for me. Like I say, I from what I've seen, it works for me and I like that plan, but it doesn't work for me to have this get set on me in 5 minutes before to make a decision. And it and I get it, there's maybe not a lot of changes, but I don't know that until I spend the time. And I know we were at one meeting once where somebody said, you guys do these 1,100 page agendas so that you can bury things in there. No, I have to read that. I have to spend hours going through this week's agenda packet to make sure I'm doing a good job. And that's my job, is to go through and see what I didn't catch. And so while I appreciate the change and I think it might work for me, I don't know that I'm at a place tonight to say yeah, because I don't feel like I'm giving it the time and the diligence I should.
Thank you. Councilmember Yule.
Well, for the record, yes, I too had ex parte meetings with a number of residents and the applicant and the applicant's attorney a number of times. And I can address, you know, a number of them. First of all, this is extremely difficult. We are all here. We all live in this community. And we want everybody's neighborhoods to be the best they can be. So, I mean, this is very challenging. The residents of Crawford One have been very professional and very articulate and made very good points. This comes down largely to aesthetics. I know I've heard aesthetics quite a bit. I live in a neighborhood that has very large homes and very small homes. Not very small homes, but large and medium-sized homes and various Whitney Oaks area, actually, and it's various densities, and I've driven around and around and around various other neighborhoods trying to understand that aesthetics piece. I did say at one time that it would, if you could reduce some lots, it would change the aesthetics, and I think that does that. And I'm far more comfortable supporting it at this point. I'm concerned, however, in the process, and I don't. I mean, we have a rather thorough document before us that I think should have been a blue memo, given everyone the opportunity to review that, the public. And I mean, I think I side somewhat with Councilwoman Gallardo that I need a little time to think about this. I don't know, is there a possibility of tabling this as an option to let everybody review this a little more thoroughly? I would feel better about that because I did hear some criticism that from the public that they didn't have a chance to review it. I assumed that this would have been a blue memo, to be honest with you, but it wasn't. And here it is at the last minute. We're kind of discussing some pretty big issues that I would like to chew on a little bit more before I made a final decision. And I would, I don't know if that's where you were leading, Councilwoman, but, and I understand that there's schedules, and I know this has gone on a long time, but that might be my preference.
Thank you. First of all, I also participated in ex parte communication with the applicant as well as citizens of both Rockland and Loomis who abut the back end of the project. No commitments were made. It was informational only. A couple things for me is I do want to say in relationship to both parties, I appreciate all the time the residents have taken bringing their concerns forward, your professionalism and how you've addressed this. It's greatly appreciated, and it helps council understand your concerns and to address those. And then from the applicant side, I know that you've spent a tremendous amount of time looking at this project, bringing information to us, listening to staff, doing your best in working with the residents. So I appreciate everyone's time and trying to come up with solutions. So my concerns are, one, I cannot get past two pieces named essentially the same with the exception of one digit, and that we would position those as being different. Now, you have entitlements, you have the opportunity to build there, but we're coming in with very small lots. There's nothing even remotely close to that in the current Croftwood development. It's not even, it's just not there. Now, can you come back with something significantly different? Absolutely. I mean, my numbers show you would probably be at 42 to 44 units if you built within what you have left. And I understand change occurs over time. It's no different than investing. But I struggle with the fact that we're coming back and we're saying, well, we're going to allow for, these 63, 65, 67, and we kind of inches up a little bit on the lot size, but it's not even close to what is in this neighborhood. And I, being one who has transferred with my company and has experienced having changes occur in a neighborhood firsthand, I get it, because it impacted the sale of my home. It impacted the quality of the neighborhood. So I get that piece of it, and I know those changes can occur, and they do occur. But we also have to be aware that when we ask for changes, that there are current entitlements that are available to the applicant. The applicant is able to make changes to this that align with what they currently have available. You could have 7,500 square foot lots throughout the development, and that is available to them today. They are providing the drainage that could be removed because they're not required to do that. They're doing that as a means of addressing a concern that exists there. So we need to be cognizant of the fact that, be careful what you ask for, because you might get it and you could easily find yourself with 7,500 square foot lots, and there would be complete entitlement to that. So, but what I will say is, while I understand the changes that have been made and I appreciate the changes, I agree with both Scott and Jill in relationship to, I would like to see this information earlier. I'd also like our residents to have this type of information earlier so that we can review that prior to sitting up here and making a determination. Additionally, I do still struggle with modifying this and putting significantly smaller lots in there when I look at the compatibility and how this flows as a neighborhood. And while I understand, yes, it may be back in the neighborhood, it's still part of the neighborhood. And so for me, I couldn't at this point in time support either. However, we do have the ability as a council to move this because you would like the opportunity to review the information, spend more time, ask some questions. It would also provide the residents with an opportunity to look at these changes and make a determination if those align better with what you are seeking. I know we had some of our questions answered relative to ingress and egress and different things. So we certainly have the ability to move this to a future date if council so chooses, so that we have the opportunity to review the information and then come back and then make a determination relative to, it is clear based on council, the proposal at the 57 lots or units. So I would look to council for direction on how you would like to proceed. And relative to the date, we would need to determine what date we would move that to in a future date.
Mr. Mayor, if you're going to entertain a motion for continuance, I would recommend that you check on the developer's availability for future meetings. I think there might have been some issue with some of the upcoming meetings.
We can certainly do that. Marcus, would you like to address that?
My understanding in the hearing is closed, so what exactly are we continuing? Because we are going to have first reading tonight of the ordinance, and then you're going to have this process where you vote on a second reading and the map and the CEQA resolution. Are you now going to be acting on everything, including first reading at the next hearing? Is the hearing closed? I'm still trying to work through my schedule. So I would like that clarified, because the process you have laid out is a mystery to me.
So council has indicated at this point in time that their preference would be, Marcus, to move this to a future date, which would require a full review at a future date. So we would move.
So you'd have a second hearing, you'd do this all over again?
Yes.
You close the hearing.
Well,
all the evidence is in the record. The question is it's for council deliberation at this point.
And if your preference is, Marcus, you want us to vote on this, we can absolutely do that.
We don't have any evidence else to present. So I don't know what else the 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever you're going to do is going to exactly get you. I mean, I would note that each of you saw this map a week ago when I met with you individually. The tentative map wasn't submitted, but the map itself and the details of what it involved, you each had. But I don't know what else we're supposed to present at that point, because we've presented everything we got. We don't know if you're going to come back and say, well, now change, take out the drainage and do that. I mean, I would like some indication of what we're supposed to be doing in the meantime, which I'm not really hearing right now. We're saying, well, we're just going to open up and have another row at it. And then, of course, the way the process got laid out as a two-step process, that means two more hearings. I'm just wondering, are we going to do this for another two and a half, 3 hours, and then do that for another 2.5, 3 hours and 2 weeks after that? Because I'm confused on the process, to be perfectly honest with you.
Steve, you want to address that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to address it. So regardless of when the council chooses to act on this, it takes two meetings because we have an ordinance. The ordinance needs to be introduced, and it needs to be adopted. So
I understand that.
There's a two-meeting process. As it relates to the public hearing, there was evidence produced or presented to council. We took the public testimony, we closed the public hearing, and then new information came in, which in the form of the revised ordinance. So my recommendation to the council would be when we bring this back that we reopen the public hearing so that if there's any testimony on the revised documents, that the public have an opportunity to provide testimony on this. You know, it may be minor, but it's new information. Otherwise, why continue it so that the council and the public can review this information? So what's being proposed is potentially a continuance, and whenever the date is the new date is determined, at that meeting will be the introduction of the ordinance, meeting one, and then meeting two will be the final action on the project. So I think what the mayor was asking was a pretty simple question: what's your availability?
Well, right now my client is kicking themselves about the 57 lot version, to be perfectly honest with you. They really are, because then we would have had, you had a 60 lot, no new information, and you could have voted tonight. Sorry they did that.
So is the 57 map off the table? I mean, is your application the 60 lot?
No, because we don't know whether the council likes it or not. We don't know. I mean, you haven't taken any action. I mean, the first reading tonight, you were supposed to come back and vote on the map itself. You weren't going to vote on the map until 2 weeks from now. But I don't even know if you're making further changes to that. I have, you know, it's not like our consultants are sitting around pitching cards in a hat. We have to know if there are other changes you're going to want to see or what have you, so that we don't do this another 2 weeks and then say come back with other changes. We'd like to see some indication tonight of what the council wants to do on what we're coming up with. You still have the map. You're not going to be acting on the map tonight. That's what was laid out in the agenda. You're not acting on the map. There are questions about the map and how that affects individual lots. You can do that. You changed like four lines in the GDP, but the map itself you're not acting on tonight, nor the CEQA document. We're just trying to figure out, and because, I mean, I've had consultants working on this for several days, and guess what? They have other projects they're going to be working on. So if you have things you want in the next couple of weeks, I don't know if we'll be able to be responsive to that. Like we were responsive on this last request that came from council members about seeing what else we can do. Like I said, I wish we wouldn't have done that, to tell you the truth.
Well, I wish there would have been a blue memo for the public to at least look at, and that's my frustration.
Well, and what I would like to do is, I apologize to everyone, but I'm going to call a 5-minute recess because I would like a moment to speak with our city manager and city attorney. So if I could just, I'm going to call a recess. We're going to step back in the conference room. We'll be back 5 minutes. Okay, so we are recessed.